We're joined today, Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, Alan Bierga, joins me this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning.
White House has announced a conference on hunger, nutrition, and health, the first one in more than 50 years. Tell us about this, and then also the role of the National Milk Producers Federation in that.
Yeah, you know, this is an important thing that gets announced in the midst of everything else. You don't pay much attention to it, and then one day it's right on top of you. But if you're an organization like, you know, National Milk Producers Federation, you're going to pay pretty close attention to this, because when it comes up, it's going to matter. The White House earlier this month announced it's going to have its first council on nutrition and hunger in about 50 years. And it's really something when you think about that. You know, it's been 5 decades since we've seen this sort of White House level of attention on the issue. And a lot's changed in the world in the last 50 years. I mean, 50 years ago, you were looking at, you know, agricultural policy and hunger advocates. And you had folks like George McGovern and Bob Dole and folks who were, you know, advocating for rural America and the role of the farmer. You know, those guys, they weren't just lawmakers, you know, they were heroes. They had fought in wars, they had seen hunger and suffering firsthand, and sometimes I despair we may be living in a little bit less serious of a time, because a lot of the heroes have been replaced by lobbyists, and they're all going to be looking at what this is going to be about for them. You know, you have the complexity of food messaging with the rise of the vegans, a lot of pseudoscientific diets, a lot of pushes against some of the mainstays of the American diet. If you're a dairy farmer and you're having to defend some turf here. It's our intention to be ready. You know, we feel strongly in the value of the product and the 13 essential nutrients it provides. You know, the affordability of this nutritional package that is great for people at all ages and underconsumed after the latest dietary guidelines for Americans. It's a really good story to tell, but it's always a challenging story to tell when you have so much competition and so much noise and misinformation out there. So it's an important topic. We're thrilled the White House is going to be paying attention to it, happy to work with them, but most of all, we've just got to be sure we're ready.
Well, and you mentioned 50 years ago, a lot has changed. I mean, you walked through the aisles of a grocery store 50 years ago, you didn't see these things called almond milk or cashew milk or anything like that. Those weren't in the aisles back then. And is it now, with the proliferation of those, is that kind of, is that making it seem like milk isn't the healthy alternative anymore?
Well, it's interesting that you bring that up, and for another piece of, you know, bending your mind, note that actually per capita U.S. dairy consumption now is higher than it was then. You know, it's at its highest level since 1960, so you have to go back more than 60 years to find this level of dairy consumption, but it's changed, right? There's been a shift from fluid milk towards cheese, towards, you know, yogurt, which was really not even on the scene in the 70s. It's been a real change and a shift in terms of how dairy is consumed. And you're right, you bring up all of the alternatives. And of course, what the alternatives do is they take that generation that have been spent establishing dairy's health benefits, their halo effect, and using that term to sell their own products. And then what they'll do to add insult to injury is they'll then point themselves out as more sustainable products as well, even though dairy has a good sustainability story to tell. And you're right, that's a lot of the competition that you face now that you weren't facing 50 years ago, when you had many more dairy farmers, a lot more awareness of their contribution to communities and to the economy. It's a tougher struggle right now, but again, nice that the White House gave us a few months, you know, there'll be some time to talk about it and be able to tell the story that we have and hopefully work with some folks. And maybe at the end, it leads to some policy outcomes that's better for everyone.
All right. Good luck. Alan Bierga, Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation. Alan, we appreciate you joining us, and be sure to keep us updated on that as we talk to you in the following weeks. All right.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you very much. Alan Bierga, Senior Vice President of Communications for the National Milk Producers Federation, here this morning on Farm Talk.